this on tape just so we have it too. Go ahead, start.
Okay, the Lava Light Company, the Lava Simplex, was started in 1965. The Lava Light itself was invented by a man named Craven Walker in England, and he still makes it in England under a different name. We are a licensee, and we are the only licensee in the United States. And we are the only manufacturers, all done right here in Chicago. And we've been in business for 16 years.
So you started as really a novelty item. I can remember when they first came out, there was something people would buy and put in their bars or something like that. And 16 years is a long time to be selling a novelty item. How do you explain all the success?
Well, it was, when it came out, of course, it was very unique and it was very attractive, particularly to college students, and it was big in bars. But today, it's still appealing to a lot of people. And instead of being sold in novelty shops, the way maybe it was sold in 1965, it's being sold in department stores, it's being sold in catalog showrooms, it's being sold in all different kinds of gift stores, and all kinds of people are buying them. They're putting them on top of their TV sets, they're putting them in their family room, they're putting them in hospital rooms. All number of things.
What can you describe a typical customer now versus your typical customer when you first came out?
I can't describe a typical customer when it first came out because I wasn't here then. But I can say our typical customer now is generally a middle class, married, owning or renting their own home. And it's certainly I would guess it's different because in 65 I was in college, and I know that I was very interested in Lava Light in 1965 or 66, and because it was a novelty, but it's still around and it still does very well.
You've expanded, in part maybe to cover lava lamp sales dropped off some, or what brings on these other products and how are they doing?
Well, Lava Light sales are probably better now in the last few years than they even were in the late 60s. But any company wants to expand their line, wants to find new ways to enter markets. And even when no company wants to be tied down to a single product. And most of the things that we have expanded into are in the same line, like the Wave and the Gem Light and the Infinity Mirror that we sell. We have a new product now, a lighted picture frame, which is a bit of a departure from the novelty field, but still fits in with our product line.
So sales aren't, I wonder if that music, is it coming from in here or in the hallway?
You know what, it is out there.
Okay. Better yet. But sales are just as strong or better than they have been for the Lava Light?
Yes, the Lava Light just keeps going on. And the original model that was first started in 1965 is still the bestseller.
What do you think is the attraction of them? What do people tell you they do with them, or what do you think what's their appeal?
I hear all kinds of things. Mostly people just find them soothing, they find them enjoyable to watch, they find them a good conversation piece. Most of the people we hear from, for one reason or another, keep them on top of their TV sets. I don't know why. I think that years ago it was referred to as a TV light. And because of that, people automatically put them on top of TV sets, and it seems to be the most common place to put it.
When we go through the tour, we see the other...
This is the square model.
Why don't you just describe what it looks like?
Well, the gem light encompasses thousands of glitters of multicolored lights inside a fluid and lighted from below. And it's got quite a nice attraction. It's different from a lava light in that it's not something you might sit and watch for a long time, but it provides a nice background for a family room or a night light. We use it for the children upstairs in our house and so on.
But. Yeah.
And we also make it in different colors. The blue one, we make it in gold and in amber.
Yeah, you don't have any gold.
Okay, what do these sell for?
Like that one out there, yeah. That color there, I got that.
That's something I'm not so good on. Our sales manager is much better on what various prices are.
Okay, right.
Yeah, this is the original right here, the 100. That's the original Lava Light. It's still the most popular. Either in this red yellow color or in the blue green, and
honey, are you ready?
It's one of the higher priced, but it's still very, very popular.
What makes it the original? What are the features of this that are different from what you might have changed?
Well, it's the largest bottle we have. It's the original base which has the little holes in it that show the light coming through, and a special base on the bottom. And for some reason, with all the models that we've come up with since then, it still sort of stood out to people who didn't even see a lava light before. It just was a very good design. And it makes people very happy, I guess.
When we get to the tour of the line, we'll be able to see what...
See, it's got a rotating mirror. If you can get down a little bit lower, you can see that the whole tunnel rotates around and gives an illusion of a moving tunnel of lights. Of course, it's all done with mirrors, literally.
Oh, I see.
That's black light responsive. That's the only black light responsive unit. The black light Spencer gives.
Do people have black lights in their home? I mean, do you sell many of these that are going to be black lights?
We don't sell many of these. These were made for one particular customer that specializes in selling black light units. And they still sell some of our black light lava lights, and they sell a large number of black light responsive wave units. But it's just one customer that buys them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if you've ever been in one of the Spencer games.
Yeah.
We made a few of these.
So what's the advantage of these?
It's just a variation on the gem light so that you now have a functional lamp. And it operates with or without the gem light on a three-phase switch. And it's been a nice item, but it's not, it doesn't seem to fit the mold of the buyers of our merchandise.
So you don't sell very many of these?
No, we made a relatively small quantity of them, and I think that we probably won't make any more.
Okay, can you describe what it looks like?
Well, it's a regular table lamp. But built into the table lamp is a 12-ounce gem light, which operates while the lamp is operating. So you have both a functional lamp to read by and a gem light to enjoy.
Okay. And I have handheld waves, too, besides the ones that are on their stands.
Right. The handheld waves are more of a premium or an ad specialty type item where people like to put their company logos on them and give them as executive gifts and something for somebody to play with while it's sitting on their desk. And it doesn't take up as much room and it's not as expensive as a motorized wave.
Okay. This is awfully conventional for you, isn't it?
Well, it's conventional in one sense, but nobody else makes a lighted picture frame. It's the only one of its kind that I know of. And with a built-in source, we're trying to attract people who would like to show a family picture off in their family room or in their living room. And they certainly don't want to go to the expense of hanging some art lamp over the light or over the frame. So we've come up with a relatively inexpensive 8x10 frame with a built-in light. And we're just getting underway with it, but we've had some customers that are very interested in it.
Okay.
We're
going to make you start over again so I can be recording.
These two vats here are where we batch the two wave fluids. And they're mixed here for several hours, usually overnight, after they're batched. And then they're pumped upstairs where they fill the waves. And I'll show you that when we get upstairs. Now they're running the wax right now. The wax is batched in these large tanks here. And these tanks are heated by steam. There's a steam jenny that pumps steam through the vat. And they're heated and they're mixed for anywhere from 1 to 2 days or longer. And when the batch is right and it's tested and so on, then we gravity feed it downstairs where we fill the bottles with the wax.
So is it a basic kind of wax, or it must have other chemicals in it to make it the right?
Yes, it starts out with a couple of different types of paraffin and several chemicals to give it the proper stability and balance and specific gravity and so on. Mm-hmm. I'll get into the wave.
Okay.
Come and are extruded acrylic.
They're what? Is that the wax, or what is that?
No, this is for the wave. Oh, that's a compressor, that's all. The wave vessels are extruded acrylic. They come in lengths up to 12 feet. and we cut them here. We drill a hole for filling. We drill a groove in them that operates on the fulcrum when they're on the motor. And then we anneal them so that the plastic, any kind of plastic after you drill and cut and so on, gets stresses in it. We have to anneal it to take the stresses out. Otherwise, after we made the wave, they'd burst.
Okay.
So this annealing oven is where they're annealed. And they bake in there for about 2.5 hours before we bring them upstairs to make waves out of them.
Okay.
Oh, here he is. Bill Rubenstein, meet Marge Halperin.
How are you, Marge?
Hello. With WXRT. Nice. Bill's a host tables, but see, we're getting near Christmas. And most big customers take in their Christmas orders already. So we slow down a little bit this time of year. Right now we're making the 850 gem light, the oval gem light bases. And as you can see, they're assembling the bases. We buy all the different parts, the sockets and the light bulbs and the screws and the brackets and so on, and we put them all together here. And here's a 100 base that they have assembled. And it starts out in several parts. They don't happen to be running these right now. And these are packed up with the wax bottles and into gift card. It's, you know, it's not a very exciting, you know, it's just an assembly process up here. Now the wave, see, here's a wave vessel, the way it comes up from downstairs. As you can see, it's got the groove in it that we cut in with a saw. It's drilled here, and of course it was cut from a larger piece. Then it went through the annealing oven, and now we're putting the, we're first ending. Okay, she's taking a baffle, which traps the air bubble, and an end cap, and she's gluing them on. And they'll sit overnight, because the glue has to harden overnight. And then tomorrow, we'll put the second end on them, and that will sit overnight. And then the next day, we'll bring them over here and we'll fill them. And we can fill six at a time. And as remember I told you before, downstairs they pump the wave fluid up here. And then they are filled with these solenoids here. Then it goes over here. And this little cap is sonic welded into the hole that we drilled in the vessel. And that seals the unit.
Okay. I saw these lava lamps here all on.
This is test rack.
Okay.
Every batch that we run is tested. We not only test it initially to make sure that it operates properly, but we also put 2 units from every batch on a life test to make sure that we're not running into unforeseen problems with the chemicals, to make sure the units aren't getting cloudy or after a couple of months there isn't something else going wrong with them, because if we have to have a good quality control program, and this is part of our quality control.
So how long do you leave them on test?
Some of them will be left on over a year. Some will be taken off after 6 or 7 or 8 months.
I see these with the beer can on the bottom.
Right.
What's this all about?
Well, this is just sort of a little gimmick that we have for fun. As you can see, it's not even spelled right. And we have a couple of customers who like that unit, and it's been a nice seller.
Do you have Coors Cooperation, or is that why it's not spelled right?
It's why it's not spelled right.
Okay. So, like, what's wrong with this one here?
I don't know that anything's wrong with it. He may have just put it up there for one reason or another.
Just isn't on.
Yeah, see, we have a lab here. Where we not only do all our quality control checks in here, but we also fool around with new products. For example, you'll be the first outsider to see. This is something we're fooling around with. I don't want to broadcast this.
Oh, okay.
But this is something we're...
Defects? Do people end up calling you back? And do they slip out anyway? That looks like a pretty good quality control system.
Oh, well, there's always... with any product, you have some returns for one reason or another. For example, if someone drops a lava light while it's hot, they'll probably ruin it. Our instructions are very clear on that, but it sometimes happens. What happens is the stores take it back. And when the stores take it back, we end up taking it back. I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to buy that. That's a bad thing.
Is that one? That's one of the more common things that happen.
Went to the infinity here. Here, we've got some in some stages of last of what we can make of these until we get more motors.
Mm-hmm.
But as you can see, we've got the Christmas tree lights around a two-way piece of glass with a double mirror behind it that rotates. And it rotates on about a 2-degree cant, which creates the illusion of the rotating tongue. Hmm. We had a Newsweek film crew in here. Angie and Lorraine, a great team.
Sure is.
We fill the lava lights. And the lava lights are filled by gravity from above. They automatically go through the machine with a little bit of help. And the wax phase that we're filling now will sit overnight, at least overnight. It has to harden. And once it hardens, then we can fill it with the water phase the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And the water is batched over here.
Okay, before we, let me just get the sound of this for a minute. Okay. Is this just regular water?
No, we call it the water phase, but it contains many ingredients, including some water. But again, like the wax, it has to be specially formulated and tested and so on to have the right specific gravity and chemical makeup. When we fill it with the water phase, we then seal it and prepare it for packing.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, we can fill 6 at a time here and send them upstairs for packing with the bases.
Okay, is that a drip down? It's on this job, just curious. One of them was to describe, and you can do this probably better, describe your typical customer when you first started business, and then what kind of customers we have right now.
All right, when Lava first started out, we were appealing primarily to the younger element. In those days, they had what they called the psychedelic lighting field. And we found that as time evolved, not only were we appealing to the youngsters and the young adults, but we were appealing to the elderly as well. We've taken marketing surveys, and we've found that Lava Light appeals to people anywhere from 6 to 60 and older. In fact, at one time, we found that a lot of our products were being used by the elderly. It was used as a tranquilizing item, a calming item. We've had sales where we've sold as many as 300 and 400 lights at a time to medical supply distributors who have used them in nursing homes as a decor item in the room. And we found out that they were using them for the patients, to give them something to do, to watch it. Just like patients will sit and watch goldfish, or people will sit and watch the crackling flames of a fireplace. People like to watch Lava Light because it forms different patterns, shapes, and the colors, you know, are hypnotizing. Actually, I sound like an advertising copywriter, but we say, you know, right in the advertisements, we say it's tranquilizing, it's hypnotic, it's enchanting, forms different patterns and shapes, and that's exactly what it does.
What kind of price range are these in the retail level?
At a retail level, Lava Light normally would sell anywhere from about $24.95 up to about $60. There are approximately 11 different models. And in addition to the Lava Light, we have two other products.
You are having some trouble now. You think this is an item that's going to suffer?
I think that there will always be very good and decent sales of Lava Light Gem Light in the Wave. Whether your volume will increase in a recessive economy is another story. When people have to use their, you know, purchasing power to buy essentials, such as food, clothing, and shelter, they think not once but twice when they have to buy an item for $39, $49, and $59 as a decorative item, which really does nothing. It's like a picture on the wall. It's pretty, but it does nothing. So my point is that while your economy is soft, our type of merchandise definitely feels a slackening in sales. In normal times, we enjoy extremely good sales. And I think that the economy is going to be soft and that items similar to the type that we make will be tight for another 6 or 8 months. I look for an upturn somewhere around June or July of next year. I hope I'm right.
When they came out, they really seemed like a novelty item that wouldn't be around this many years. Are you surprised that they're still around?
Truthfully, when they came out, we thought it was a fad, to be very honest with you, because internally, in the company, we thought that Lavalite maybe had a useful life of 2 or 3 years. We didn't know what we had. Actually, we thought we had a hula hoop, you know, a quick in and a quick out. However, as it progressed year after year with sales getting bigger and bigger, and then they started referring to the Lavalite generically, then we knew that it was an item that would remain. In other words, companies, to mention just a few, like Sears or Montgomery Ward's or Alden's or Spiegel's or JCPenney, when your merchandise is in their catalog, normally it would be listed under lamps. And if you looked in the alphabetical index, it would say lamps. But now we're listed generically under the name Lavalite. And when that started happening, it reminds me of the old story when a Frigidaire, when someone wanted to buy a refrigerator, many of the people, whether they bought an Amano or a Westinghouse or a GE, they still said, I'm going out to buy a Frigidaire. And they were referring really to a refrigerator, you know, not the brand name. So Lavalite really has held up fairly well, considering the item's almost 17 years old now. We're very happy with the longevity of the product.
How many, do you have figures as to how many you sell a year, or?
Roughly.
That was recording it. Maybe I can make you do it again. Go ahead, back up, just exciting it.
All right. I said our type of merchandise is a little more than just a giftware item. It's a decorative item, and they're used for home decor purposes. And case in point, we were out on Sunday, my wife and I, just driving out to visit my daughter, who happens to live in Buffalo Grove. And we saw a beautiful home that they were having an open house. It was a builder selling a house, a model home. We walked in there, and sure enough, in the den, he had a Lavalite and a Chemlite on display. Now, he wasn't selling anything. He used them as home decor items. So what I'm trying to bring out is the point that while our merchandise is giftware-oriented, it's decorator-oriented as well. You know, they can be bought in furniture stores, they can be bought in gift shops, they can be bought in department stores, and it's an item that can be used anywhere in the home, depending on where you want to put it.
Okay, is there anything else you think about it?
We had a woman call up several years ago. She called up and wanted to know what the chemical composition of the Lavalite was because she said that her child had swallowed some of the liquid. How he got the cap off, I don't know, because they're on pretty tight, they're sealed. And I said to the woman, I says, well, how old is your little boy? She said, 5 years old. I said, when did he drink the contents? And how much did he drink? She says, oh, about a week or 10 days ago. Well, if the youngster drank it a week or 10 days ago and he's perfectly fine now, then you know it's not going to hurt him. But why did she wait 10 days to call? You know, well, you get some of these oddball calls.
Yeah, we even received a postcard one time asking us what to do because somebody swallowed some of content.
Lavalite has been used quite extensively in TV and in movie production. They use them for props. And we've had requests, in fact, we had a request not too long ago. I say not too long, it's maybe 7 or 8 years ago. From 20th Century Fox, they were filming a pilot film which was supposed to take place in a mad scientist's laboratory. And they had a request that we manufacture half a dozen Lavalites that stand 6 feet tall and maybe a foot and a half in diameter. Now, to make something like that, that's strictly all handmade and it has to be balanced. And we told them, sure, it could be done, but something like it would probably cost them $7,000 or $8,000 per unit because it has to be done by hand. You need special glass, which is tempered. And we also have had Lavalites used in many TV promotions, as I said. Many times we'll turn on a TV set and all of a sudden we see one of our products sitting there as a prop. You know, they've used them in many stage plays I've seen them, where they've used them as props.
There's one being used as a prop right now.
Where?
Stops a lot.
How it works in a real general term.
Yes, I can. Actually, when you see a Lavalite operating, you're watching a chemical composition react to heat. And what you're watching is a change in specific gravity. You have a specific gravity of the waxy material that we call the lava, and then the liquid. Now, the liquid has about 5 or 6 chemicals mixed up in it, and there's about 5 chemicals mixed up in the wax. When a Lavalite starts out, your wax is a solid matter. So the electric light bulb that's in the bottom of the base serves two functions. It gives you illumination, but it's also a heat motor. What that does is it melts the wax. When the wax melts from a solid to a liquid, the specific gravity changes. Then it flows up to the top through the liquid. It's cooler at the top than it is down at the bottom where the light bulb is. So then it starts to harden just a little bit. That little bit of hardening changes the specific gravity, and the wax starts flowing down. Now, as it's flowing down, it's starting to make more shapes and patterns. So it recycles when it comes down, heats up, and you're watching a constant recycling of the wax. Many schools and universities have used Lavalite in their chemistry classes to teach specific gravity. We get increase all the time. In fact, it's not too long ago that I sent about a half a dozen of them, Lavalites, to a monk in Burma. We donated them, and he used them for experiments and to teach the children how specific gravity works. He was teaching in some high school. So this, we get requests like that quite often.
What about the wave? How do you keep those from mixing the two fluids?
You want to follow, Jack?
Well, the fluids are just totally insoluble with each other. Like oil and water won't mix. Neither will the two fluids in the wave. And again, like the Lavalite, each of the fluids is composed of several chemicals to give them the proper specific gravity and the proper surface tension. If you don't have any surface tension, the lower fluid, as it moves, will just float in little bubbles all around. If you have too much surface tension, it'll be very smooth and it won't create any wavy effect. So the exact right surface tension, in addition to the differences in density or specific gravity, are the keys to making the wave run right.
Okay.
A small wave, we call it the handheld wave.
It's
available, in 7 or 10 inch size. But we also use that as a premium item. And not too long ago, we had a pretty sizable order from the people that sponsor the Love Boat. And they used them as giveaways. I guess it was for the Princess line. And they had a Love Boat sitting on the wave. And as you move the wave up and down, it gave the appearance that the boat was riding the waves. It's a cute item. So the wave can be used as a paperweight, can be used to